USA Radio News.
Firefighters in Northern California are warning residents in the campfire area to prepare for rain today. Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott does say the search will go on, though, for the nearly 800 that are still missing.
There are hundreds of law enforcement and search and rescue personnel that will continue this effort despite the weather, because this is critical. It's an incredibly critically important component to try to recover these individuals.
The Thanksgiving holiday getaway is well underway. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky is speaking to travelers arriving at the busiest airport in the country, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
Brooke just arriving here in Atlanta from Baltimore to head to see her grandmother.
A happy Thanksgiving, Meemaw. Love you much.
And is ready to eat the best thing she makes.
Stuffing, obviously. My grandmother makes a killer stuffing.
So far, no major delays are being reported at airports. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Outgoing House Oversight Chairman Republican Trey Gowdy sent a letter to White House Chief of Staff John Kelly demanding information on Ivanka Trump's reported use of a personal email. The U.S. Public Interest Research Group is out with a report on dangerous toys, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
We must protect our youngest consumers from unsafe toys.
U.S. TURG Director Mike Litt there, who says the group has released its long-running annual Trouble in Toyland report detailing which toys are not safe for little ones.
Parents and caregivers should watch out for common hazards when shopping for toys.
The group says this year it looked at 40 popular toys and found 15 of them with issues. One of them included the Fabula Forest, which has small pieces that can be choking hazards. And they found 6 different slime toys that contain high levels of boron, which they say can be a hazard if ingested. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As you begin to prepare that turkey for Thanksgiving dinner, what are some things you can do to prevent foodborne illness? Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Mary Ann Gravel. She's with the USDA, and she says the one thing you need to remember above all else when it comes to cooking on Thanksgiving.
Well, remember that handling food safely is important. Food poisoning bacteria can cause foodborne illness, which is a major public health problem. And at Thanksgiving time, we have lots of people gathering at our table, friends, family of all different age groups. Some of them might be more susceptible to foodborne illness. So handling the turkey and all the side dishes safely is very important.
Marianne also discusses the proper way to thaw out that turkey.
Well, no matter what kind of turkey you're buying, fresh or frozen, it needs to be kept in the refrigerator. If you have purchased a frozen turkey, you want to thaw that in the refrigerator. It takes longer, but that's the safest way to do it. If your turkey's still a little bit icy on Thanksgiving Day, you can just go ahead and put it in the oven. It'll take a little bit longer to cook if it's a little bit frozen. Or you can finish thawing it in cold water. Fill your sink with cold water, put the turkey still in its wrapping in the water, and then change the water every 30 minutes. Probably an hour is all it will take to finish thawing your turkey, and then you can get on with it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.